I live here, says Jerry Peters about how much time the avid volunteer spends at the Askinonia Senior Center in Midland. She started volunteering in 2005, and began working the front desk. Now, she convenes the euchre game, leads one of the exercise classes, helps run the Circle of Friends program and teaches line dancing. While COVID-19 certainly changed how things worked at the center, that didn't slow down the most committed line dancers who gathered in groups of 18 to get their electric slide on over Zoom. Peters is such a devoted line dancer that she comes in to help out in the basic classes and runs the advanced classes for more than 2 hours at a time. Since she doesn't own a car and walks everywhere, it's no surprise that she doesn't bat an eyelash at volunteering and line dancing with so much of her time. If line dancing is not on your dance card, you will find everything from a rousing game of Scrabble, to computer training, table tennis, Tai Chi, quilting, woodworking, and country jam sessions. Local teens from the high school come in to help seniors learn how to better use their cell phones, tablets, and more. You will find art classes, yoga and chair yoga, ukulele lessons, a watch clinic, knitting and a walking club. If you have a talent you want to share, the spotlight can be yours at a coffee house that offers an afternoon of singing, dancing and comedy. I can't say enough about Askinonia. There's 55-plus programs here a week between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m., says Peters. The drop-in programs are $1 and up depending on the program, and if you like the activity and want to participate regularly, you can become a member for $50 a year. It's such a wonderful hub for people, says Peters. All ages come in, from the newly retired to some who are over 90 years young, explains the newly minted octogenarian, who says she's a young 80-year-old. I used to live in Mississauga, and there's more things going on here than there was there every day of the week, she says. It's a friendly open space here at Askinonia. It's my lifeline. Peters volunteers at the center a few days a week, and often comes into the Askinonia even when she's not scheduled to volunteer to be part of the community and help out. If people need it, I help out, explains Peters. I'm always here. Peters says the reason the center attracts so many people has a lot to do with Blair Randolph, the volunteer and events manager, and Judy Conton, the executive director. They make things possible. They make things work, says Peters. When you work with them, you're willing to help out. Before the pandemic, the center regularly organized trips to Toronto to see live theater performances such as the hit Come From Away. There were bus trips to St. Jacobs, Niagara Falls, and even trips to Ottawa. Peters says these things are all in the works and coming back into the center's rotation. Check out the center's newsletter for more. We're all working to make this place better, says Peters, who encourages everyone to come in and see what the center has to offer. The socializing is so important for everyone after retirement, says Peters. It's uplifting to be with other people. The Askinonia Senior Center is located at 527 Len Self Boulevard, North Simcoe Sports and Recreation Center, in Midland. The center is open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.